This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As a result of today's executive order, we will be able to ensure the 2020 census generates an accurate count of how many citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens are in the United States of America. Not too much to ask.
All right, so the president gets his way. The executive order will count citizens and non-citizens immediately. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this is just the beginning of what has been a long war over count them and count them all. And there have been massive, really, tugs of war on both sides of this. So this was the announcement, though. Executive order is executive order. And what does that mean? It means exactly what just left my lips. It's not duck, duck, goose. It's you, 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 and you, anyone we can count. And you heard what the president said. He made that announcement at the Rose Garden on Thursday, that reversal on the heels of the Supreme Court blocking the massive effort to include the citizenship question. And as the government had already begun the lengthy and expensive process of, guess what, printing the census questionnaire without it. So now we got to roll back some dough or throw some more out there. And the president did say that he was seriously considering an executive order to force the question, you know, the question's inclusion. So here's the thing. They knew they were going to do the census print. Why didn't they just wait? Because we knew this executive order was coming down the pike. Are you kidding me on that? Who's responsible? Man, I rattled a few cages today and nobody was raising their hand on that one. So Thursday, he said he would be signing that executive order directing the agencies to turn records over to the Department of Commerce. He wants to count everyone. The American Community Survey polls 3.5 million U.S. households every year. And it does, by the way, include questions about citizenship. So the critics are saying that the citizenship question on the census would discourage people to participate, not only by those living in the country illegally, but also people who fear for participating in this, it'll expose non-citizens' family members to repercussions. So they think it's going to screw up the count. That people are definitely going to say, why do I have to fill this? I'm not filling it out. It's voluntary. Nobody said I had to do this. I'm not going to do it. But remember, the 2016 campaign promise was, I'm going to crack down on illegal immigration. The citizenship question has definitely been buoyed up to this. Let's find out who's living here. Now, let's look at the executive order. The executive order on its own wouldn't be enough to override the court's rulings blocking the question, but it could have given administrative lawyers a new basis which to try to convince federal courts the question passes muster. So, there you go. There was somebody who said, you can't ask that question because the courts said you can't. And he said it was the craziest thing. Why can't we? The only thing we can't ask is, are you a citizen of the United States? He said it's ridiculous. You can ask every other question in and around that. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross oversees the Census Bureau. He rejected the approach and ordered the citizenship question be added to the census, saying, okay, it's going to be added. So now we're talking about printing things, getting them ready, and not having a roadblock for that. So this is where we stand. Chuck Schumer called the president's efforts outrageous and accused him of pushing the question to intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos, from answering the census so that it would undercount those communities and Republicans can redraw congressional districts to their advantage. Well, here's the deal. Democrats then need to be out full force and say, fill out the census, and here's the reason why. So they got to start a campaign on their side to say, look, fill out the census, because if things are redistricted, you're going to lose. That's the bottom line. So it's a new challenge to them, that's for sure. We do live in interesting times, don't we? One never knows what's going to happen. And I think we knew that this part was going to happen. I mean, how could you not? This is exactly what the president said he was going to do. And when does he back off? Ever. You can say whatever you want about the Prez. Love him, hate him, whatever, ambivalent. But he doesn't back down from what he says. He doesn't always get his way. But when he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And he said it repeatedly over and over and over again for a very long time. So it's not shocking to me that this has happened. It's not shocking at all. What is very scary, and here are people that want to be counted among the living, would be what's happening in Louisiana. And I talked about it briefly in a previous show, and because I've been to Louisiana several times, and I mentioned that, and some of you listening to us are in that fabulous state and are in New Orleans, and so you know it's not just New Orleans, but Louisiana. And back in 2016, the flooding was outrageous, right? More than 2 feet of rain fell in a matter of 3 days. It just seemed like every possible place where water could eke out of it did. So now it's Tropical Storm Barry. They think it's going to be a hurricane before it smashes into land. So once again, will there be a big flood? So there was sandbagging going on all over the place. I mean, all over the place to try to do whatever is possible to fend off some of that water. It's very similar circumstances to a few years ago. Does it remain stationary? Is there torrential downpours? Is it in a short amount of time? The Weather Channel is saying the rainfall over southern Louisiana from August 12th to the 14th, equivalent to more than 4 trillion gallons of water. Did you hear the number I just said? Can you even fathom in your mind 4 trillion gallons of water? You know what 4 trillion is? Luckily, a newspaper figured it out for me as I was sitting there trying to calculate it, and they put it in a way that I could completely understand. 6 million Olympic-sized swimming pools fell on New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. And a little more than that, but at least 6 million. Wow. That's crazy. When you put it that way, it is scary, isn't it? Very, 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 very scary. I think when you live in certain areas, you know, though. We talked to my pal Annie at the beginning of the week, who lives in Los Angeles, just went through those horrific fires less than 6 months ago, or about 6 months ago, and now they've got the earthquake concerns, and said, we know this. You know when you live in California, you don't want it to happen, but guess what? You get prepared for it just in case you have that go bag. So people in Louisiana, they have grit. They get it. They're trying to fend it off. They know they can only do so much. Sandbagging, any preparations ahead of time. The Louisiana Governor, John Bel Edwards, declared a state of emergency, and parishes are calling for voluntary or mandatory evacuations in some cases. It just depends on the map and where you live. They think the center of the storm is going to be near or over the central or closer to the southeastern coast of Louisiana. Godspeed, everybody in that area. We have our fingers crossed for you. I hope Barry dissipates and goes in a different direction. Hang with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him Christmas signs and sings.
Families belong together. Everyone in our country has rights. Many of these families are mixed status families. We pray that the president will think about this. I would say again.
All right, so that's Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, about those ICE raids, as you heard what she had to say about families splitting them up. And this is that battle at the border. And now we know the census question with the executive order. That's also the big thing that, you know, there was that drop to say, hey, we're not going to add the question, and then it bubbles up once again. So who better to chat with than our pal from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, first the ICE raids and Nancy Pelosi's outrage and the Democrats' outrage over this. This is something that's been going on, though, for a long time.
What is it, Kate? It's indicative of lack of comprehensive immigration reform that goes beyond Chuck Schumer crying for you know, people that are undocumented or illegal, and Donald Trump's wall. It's comprehensive reform to handle legal and illegal migration and what you do with it, and asylum, etc. So it's all, you know, in the eye of the beholder and piecemeal by presidents, Trump, Obama, Bush. And the truth is, look, I served out there. I remember the floor speeches many times, Kate, where, in fact, you know, people were on the floor. I remember President Clinton, who obviously made it very clear about where he stood using the word illegal. I remember Chuck Schumer using the word illegal, you know. And all of a sudden, now if you even say illegal, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that, of course, Nancy Pelosi is, you know, keeping this issue going, too, because she has her own share of problems internally, big share of problems.
Oh, she does.
Yes, and by the way, President Obama, I think I'm very safe in saying, deported more people than Donald Trump did.
I know, nobody ever talks about that. It's
no
so
one.
True, because the numbers are there. And that obviously makes a sort of a different story when you think about it, right? Because it's like, well, he did it, right? The Democrat did it. Now here I'm the Republican. Well, you don't like me, so boom.
And, Kate, I will tell you very quickly here, Chillicothe, Ohio, I got a call from the sheriff. He said five illegals have crossed the union picket line, okay, in Chillicothe, Ohio. You know where that's
at. Uh-huh. I know where it is, yeah.
And I called, and the Bush administration, when I called, Mr. Gutierrez answered in immigration and said, yes, I told them to let them go because they weren't doing any other crime. Now, that was Bush. So you start to look at these cases, and the names blend together. You know, Obama deports, Bush says, no, let them cross the picket line, you know. So this is how immigration has run since, you know, I was there and after I left. And I think it's a problem. And the fact remains, I understand people have sympathy, but, you know, I think the speaker and other people have to realize they are still technically illegal. You can call them undocumented, and we can have sympathy. And, you know, people have sympathy for
sure.
DACA, the Dreamers, but they yeah. are still technically illegal, and then the House ought to do something about that if they don't like it.
I'll tell you what, I lived in Spain. They didn't have sympathy for me if I didn't get out of that country when I was supposed to. Yes, arrest her.
India is very nice, but if you overstay your visa, they will very nicely say to you, okay, it's time to leave. Bye-bye. You know,
yeah,
other countries aren't so nice.
Sorry, Bob. Bobby, we have a tuk-tuk for you to get you to the airport, right?
Right, yes. Thank
you. It's so true. It's so true. And people don't talk about that. But, yeah, and as you said, this is an issue that's been going on for a long time, for decades and decades
forever.
And decades, right?
Forever. Yes, it is forever. And like I said, the speaker has her own share of problems. She's reacting a lot to this because she's under fire. You know, the outrageous statement of AOC towards the speaker, which was literally outrageous today, saying that, you know, that the speaker is singling out newly elected Democratic women of color. Now, people can disagree with Nancy Pelosi, but, you know, what I'm about to say, anybody would confirm on either side of the aisle. Nancy Pelosi does not signal out newly elected Democratic women of color. She doesn't do that.
No.
You know? So,
no.
But she's taking some tough positions right now because, again, she's under fire. There's a little mini civil war brooding to the top.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So now we have the whole question still of the census question. Everybody should be counted.
Right.
This is what the president says. He had a conversation with the American people that were listening at the time. I was one of them from the Rose Garden. So, you know, talking about that. So what's going to happen with it? You know, you've dealt with this whole census thing before.
Right. You know, the president tried to, you know, to add the question. Then the court, of course, came back and then said no. And then the lawyers were being hauled in. And then the president, you know, had his executive order idea. And then it seems to, you know, be fading. So, you know, I don't know how it all eventually ends up, but I assume at some point in time, it's okay to ask if you are a citizen when you're suing a United States census. By the way, you know, people would also probably lie on the census.
Of course.
I mean,
are you kidding?
If I'm undocumented and, so, you know, I get a piece of paper, well, now let's see. I'll turn to my wife, honey, should I just put that we're, you know, we're here undocumented. How about we just answer truthfully? So, you know, it all kind of becomes sort of mismatched together.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, one of the funniest things that I saw that Trump said is he warned that the media industry will fold when he leaves office. Well, it'll be more boring. tell you that, the whole fake news thing and all that. And Twitter, what happens with once he's out of office, whether it's, you know, if he's a two-termer, then, of course, it continues. If not, I saw somebody once, it was the guy who runs the Salem Radio Network, and he just had this the greatest statement, and this was just, I was just at a big talkers convention in New York City, and he said, Donald Trump is the gift that keeps on giving to talk radio. Every day we are unwrapping a present. I don't understand why people are trying to smash the present. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so right. He is.
I do Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, as you know, for Talk Media News. And yours is my latest delight. I do of all the stations. I do about 28 stations on Monday and then Wednesday and Thursday, 28 across the country. And it used to be for 7 or 8 years, after Ellen Ratner hired me, I would surf for some news, and you had a little Bush news and a little Obama news. I Google Trump, and within 15 minutes, I'm set for the day for all the stations.
I love that. I'm set for the day after that.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him whenever he leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
I want one more term to make my life easier.
Exactly. No doubt. I completely agree about that.
Right.
All right, Bob Nay, always fun to chat with you. Thanks so much for hooking up with us.
Thank you.
Yep, good stuff. And it's like he said, you know, Bob said, he's right. It is, because you look at the trending and the Twitter and all of that, and I just said this. Listen, he says exactly what he thinks. There isn't a filter, so you're getting whatever is coming out real time. I mean, really, I do believe that. That's why so many people, even people around him, have told him, you know, stop with Twitter. And he's like, what, are you kidding me? No, he's not going to stop with Twitter. And that's what the deal is. And this is what happens. And then the discussion, you know, flows from there. And it's interesting, too, at the White House, the social media summit nearly ended up in like a brawl. I looked at some of the screaming that was going on, and Sebastian Gorka got into a shouting match with a White House reporter in the Rose Garden, and I had just seen Gorka, met him in New York, a former advisor to Trump, of course, and he was sitting in the front row with some social media types during Trump's announcement about the census, when the White House press corps was put, you know, in the back of the garden. And one of the attendees sarcastically said, told the Playboy correspondent, Brian Kareem, who was with the White House press corps, don't be sad. Kareem responded, telling the attendees of the social media center, they are people eager for demonic possession. And then Gorka shouted, and you're a journalist, right? Come over here and talk to me, brother. Or we can go outside and have a long conversation. And so it just kind of turned into this shouting match, and looked like it was ringside for some sort of heavyweight showdown back in the day. Again, never a dull moment. Never. Hang with us. Man Cave next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000-plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's time to
invade the bad game.
There's always so much to talk about. By the way, we go from the man cave to movies, right? How about that? It's just one of those things. We got to have some fun on the show. We got to shake it up, right? How much can we talk about the census? I'm going to fill it out correctly. I'm going to do it. Somebody told me one time, they said, I don't feel like filling out the census. They put Ronald McDonald or something. They put some ridiculous name. Whatever. It does count. It does matter. Whatever team you're playing for, or no labels, you might want to reconsider that. Our biggest story in the man cave, Russell Westbrook. Oh, are you listening? Oklahoma City, the Thunder, got a little bit of a crack in it. Although you do get Paul George is gone. You do get Chris Paul, rather, and you get first-round picks 2024, 2026. And there's a bunch of swapping going on. But I just want to get back to the shock of Russell Westbrook. I remember when Russell Westbrook stayed with the Thunder because there was a thought that he was going to leave. And this is kind of a dreaded day. I think it is. Because they even had a Westbrook day in Oklahoma City back in 2017. He re-upped for 5 years, $205 million of an extension. And a lot of people didn't think that that was going to happen, but it did. So Westbrook, who has been the fabric of the Thunder for a long time, for more than a decade, and is just the hero and the big fish in the smaller pond, so to speak, is leaving. Now he's going to be with the Rockets. So think about that in the West. Fear the Beard and Russell Westbrook? Wow. It's kind of a jarring, crazy thing. And the Thunder, it just, they centered around star free agents. And it looked like, it didn't look like Westbrook was going, although there was plenty of conversation about that. But, you know, hey, the Thunder made the playoffs 9 times. They had a winning percentage of 64%. They spent $60 million in luxury tax last season for their 49 wins. But, you know, what kind of chance did they have? They had 2 superstars in Oklahoma City that they had to pay. So there you go. George was one of them. Westbrook was the other one. But that's it. It just wasn't working. Westbrook and George just weren't working. Very different from Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook when the two of them were together. So that's it. The small market franchise slash miracle is done. But who says they still can't win and get some great players? And we'll see. They've got some great draft picks, obviously. And they do have Chris Paul. Chris Paul is a heck of a player when he's healthy, because, you know, that's the key. When he is healthy. Serena Williams just toys with people. You know, if she has your number, she has your number. She's amazing to watch, I have to say. Whether you like tennis, don't like tennis, she's iconic as an American representative. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she put women's tennis back on the map. So easily blowing away her opponent, Stroyakova, 6-1, 6-2 in the semifinals on the grass courts of Wimbledon. Here's what she had to say.
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I've been to a lot of semis and finals since I came back from the baby. So, yeah, I don't know. I just felt like if I could just get some matches, I could play well here, and I did. So I am.
And so now, you know, there you go. You've got Serena Williams and Simona Halep will play each other in the finals at Wimbledon. Go Serena. How about these American women? First, the soccer broads, woohoo, and Team USA, and then Serena Williams. All right, let's move to the NFL, my favorite sport. Don't forget, when we get to the NFL season, we'll do that nail the score thing. You don't have to know a dang thing about football. You just have to be able to call in and say, I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles, and here's what I think the score is going to be. And trust me, we've had winners in the past. I'm surprised we didn't have one last season, but I have a good feeling about this season. Then I think it's going to be a couple seasons in a row where we have winners. It's one of the, I just think it's so fun to do. It's silly, it's fun, and it's entertaining, dang it, and engaging. I think so, and you tell me you like it. I get a lot of emails, so I'm going with what you want. This show's about you. Here's what I have to say about the NFL. You know, training, the serious training camps are opening up, and the conversation flows when that happens. So I like what Charles Woodson had to say about the Raiders. And, of course, the Raiders now, tick, 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 so close to Las Vegas. And anyway, here was his take.
Mark Davis went all in on Gruden and his philosophy and what he brings to the table. You bring in a guy, Mayock, who was on television. And there's a lot of things that happened that shocked people. And now we got to see it, you know, culminate into something positive. And I think it will, man. I think he did what he had to do, bringing in some young talent, of course, accumulating those draft picks. But now we got to see those guys work, and I look forward to seeing how it turns out.
Yeah, the Raiders did sign their first-round draft pick, Josh Jacobs, to his rookie contract. The running back was the second of Oakland's 3 first-round selections. He was 24 overall. He's got some mad crazy skills. He really does. And he could fit into a Gruden system nicely, you know, if you will. And imagine this team in Vegas. I mean, people are already going crazy for it. And people from Oakland who feel a little bit jilted, some of them will take that road trip and go and see their beloved Raiders. Although I have to say, if I had season tickets to the Raiders and this was my thing and this was my jam and I did the whole face painting thing, or maybe I didn't face paint, but I tailgated, and then you take the team from me, ooh, I don't know. I think I would still root for them, but I would be very, very disappointed. So they have nowhere to go but up, right? 4-12 last year, fourth in the AFC West. That's a team to look at as shaking things up. Now, playoffs, not so sure about that. I think eventually they absolutely get there, however. Definitely think that happens. There is a death in the Jets family. Walt Michaels, he was the head coach of the New York Jets for 6 seasons. He was the defensive coordinator for the only Super Bowl championship team. He died at the age of 89 this week. He died 6 years to the day after his wife. In fact, that's what the daughter, his daughter told the Times leader who did a story on Michaels. He played in the NFL for 12 seasons as a linebacker. I actually saw some old footage of him. And, you know, he played for the Packers, the Browns, the Jets, and that was back when you didn't have a lot of protection in the 50s and the 60s, if you think about it. He was part of two Browns championship teams in 54 and 55. Now, there's a discussion that would eat up a ton of time while we were casually eating our chips in our comfy loungers in the man cave. Equipment back then compared to equipment now, and what the players were like back then compared to the players now. I think it's hard to, I know people love to do that, and I'm one of those people. I love the comparison deal. But when you compare eras, that's the thing. You have different equipment. You have different expectations. You have all kinds of different types of rules that come into play from what they used to be to what they are now. And that makes, all that makes a difference. I mean, seriously. So comparing eras, especially where there's a vast difference between the eras, I think is pretty tough. I remember having a conversation once with the great Chuck Bednarik, who said that he thought anybody, he thought that some of these players, I shouldn't say anybody, he said he thought some of the players were just such sissies. That if you had to play with a broken arm, you play with a broken arm. I mean, are you kidding? And I've said this before, you go down on the field, it's like freight trains hitting each other. And I can remember before when I would sit in a press box and I would see this thing like, oh, turf toe, oh, hamstring pull. And I would think, hamstring pull? And then I started to talk to the team doctors. And then I started to go down on the field. Ah, yeah, that hammy is not so easy to get over. I understand what you're saying now. Did this ever happen to you, for any of the guys, maybe even women out there that played softball? Did you ever get a cut off of a grounder to your chin and then you had to get stitches? You know, I thought about this. I never had stitches. But all-star infielder Alex Bregman had to leave Houston's game at Texas on Thursday. A ground ball bounced up and hit him on the chin. Manager A.J. Hinch said that it looked like his chin was split open and he wanted to stay in the game, but they got him to get out, get checked by the doctor, and then, of course, they did the stitching thing. They called it a chin laceration. He needed 4 stitches. Ooh, 4 stitches in your chin. I mean, now they do them so easy, right? They just dissolve. It's not the way it used to be. But since I've never had stitches, maybe I'm the sissy. And I can't imagine, I can't even fathom what that would feel like. Guess what? You don't even have to pay for it. 0. We are taking you to the movies next. Plus, you have a chance to win Nora Roberts' latest book. So get ready to jam on the numbers. 855-266-5283. If you're a dude and you don't read Nora Roberts, great gift for the wife or the girlfriend. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and let me tell you, there's some interesting movies to talk about this time around, including Crawl, Stupor, Anthony Hamilton's Unstoppable, a little something-something for everyone. All right, speaking of that, are you ready for this? We got a giveaway. Nora Roberts, one of my favorites, latest book, Undercurrents. For both Zane and Darby, their small-town roots hold a terrible secret. Now, decades later, they come together to build a new life. But will the past set them free or pull them under? Undercurrents is Nora Roberts' big new summer novel. If you're a Nora fan, like me, you're going to love this book. Call now, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. For your chance to win a copy of Undercurrents by Nora Roberts, available in bookstores everywhere. Also, you'll have a chance to qualify for an Undercurrents branded beach towel. Sweet! The studio audience loves it. Yeah, we had a winner the other day, Elizabeth from Huntsville, Alabama. She wrote me a nice little email back saying that she loved the show, so she's now my favorite listener. But congratulations to her. And again, the number to call, 855-266-5283. You know, sometimes in the movie theaters, it's chilly. And even if it's hot where you live, I mean, you could be baking. But you go into the theater, and then you have shorts on, and don't bring anything to wear over top of it. If you won that beach towel, and you had that in your car, there you go. You are golden. You could wrap yourself up in it, and you would be warm. And you might need it, because if you go to see this movie, it's called Crawl. And let's just say it has to do with Florida, hurricanes, and gators. Check it out.
The state of Florida has issued a Category 5 hurricane warning. All residents must evacuate immediately. Grab your families, your loved ones, and get out.
Dad!
We won't be able to come for you.
Dad!
Senses.
I can distract them for you.
You got this!
You need to go now.
I'm not leaving you here!
All right, you get the idea. Massive hurricane smashes into Florida. It's a thriller disaster flick. 1 hour, 27 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes says 100%. You might recognize Barry Pepper, one of the actors in this. He played Roger Maris in 61. How about that? I don't know. It looks kind of, it looks good. And I'm scared to death of gators. Every time I go to Florida, that's what I think of. What did one of my friends just say? They are yard lizards. That's what they call them in Florida. No, thank you. All right, so if Crawl isn't your speed, how about this one? You like the funny? This is called Stuber.
Please be a five-star ride.
Hey! Uber?
Yeah. Be cool, be nice.
I'm Stu. How do you do?
Come.
I'm LAPD. Let's go.
Would you have a more specific address?
Compton!
Stop yelling, neighborhoods. That's not how Uber works.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
What the hell's going on?
You selected the Uber pool option.
Over what? Ladies, official police business.
Is that even real?
Get out of the car!
Official police business?
Go and see your friend.
Oh, I am not touching that.
It's a baby gun. It allows you to fire it while crying.
Is this an Uber?
Get angry!
Stop that! Why are you laughing?
Hold it!
This is a leash! Oh! You shot me!
I shot the leg. Good for you, man. That's your first guy.
My dad.
I got an idea! I've got to put this propane tank at them! You shoot it, you blow up their car!
He kidnapped me.
As in freaking Jaws?
Exactly! Just like Jaws, it's gonna work! Ready?
We killed some people.
Go!
Take the shot, Stu!
Just defeat him!
Stu, take the shot!
I got this. Hello, operator? We need help. Someone's trying to murder us.
Hello, operator? We need help. Someone's trying to murder us.
Okay, let's get
it. All right, you get it. Action comedy, 1 hour, 33 minutes are definitely language. Rotten Tomatoes says 47%. So if you like silly, slapsticky kind of things, or you like either one of the dudes in it, you would like this. Dave Bautista, once again, the wrestling crew, they something about personalities. They seem to make movies that make money. So Stuber is the comedy maybe for you or maybe for your teenage son. Last one, it is Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable. I like this. Remember the story that happened with her and her encounter with a shark, and nothing stopped her from surfing again. Check it out.
You think you're going to surf again?
I think. I know.
I looked down, and her arm was gone. Heaviest moment of my life.
Bethany was back on her board 4 weeks later.
When she was coming back to compete, we were all jaw-dropped.
The moment she paddled out, everybody on the beach was just spellbound. Nobody thought it was possible.
God gave me this passion to surf, and it wasn't like that passion had been taken too.
How she's been able to adapt and be the powerhouse that she is, I don't know how she does it.
She trained her butt off.
It takes a lot of strength and willpower to get that one success.
It was May 31st. I started to go in labor. I've always looked forward to being a mom one day.
Nothing was slowing her down.
Nike is wowing the world all over again.
For her to take down two world champs, the current world champ and a six-time world champ, is pretty rad.
Bethany showing people what she's capable of sends a message.
It makes everybody inspired.
I didn't need easy. I just needed possible.
This will be a fun one to see. Definitely catch it when it's streaming. I really admire her and her tenacity and her grit, and bravo. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Have fun at the movies if you go, and make it count.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.